Hello, so Najma, do you want to tell our listeners what's happening?
You mean the big news or the big news?
The big news.
So everybody, our podcast name has officially changed. And what has it changed to? Drum rolls, please. Naj and Abdi Podcasts.
Welcome, guys.
So without further ado, welcome back to another episode of Naj and Abdi Podcast, guys. We're so happy to be back and we are so sorry that it's been this long.
You know what? It has been a long time, but I'm excited. I'm happy that we're doing this again. I've missed doing the podcast show with you, you know, because I really enjoyed our topics. I enjoyed our engagement with the people and the feedback that we had has been absolutely tremendous. So for us to start this again, I'm excited.
Yes, absolutely. And guys, thank you so much. You guys have been pondering me on all social medias. Najma, where's the podcast? What's happened? And it clearly shows me that you guys are really engaging with us and that you guys love it. And we promise that we will not go away this time. And you can expect a new episode every single week.
Absolutely. I mean, it has been crazy though with the lockdown. It has not been easy for anyone. I mean, some people do have it easier, I'm not going to lie, than others. But for a lot of people, it's been mentally challenging.
Yes, it's true. I agree. I feel like the biggest problem that we've struggled with is like, you know, mental fatigue. And it's a bit funny because you would think, you know, it's lockdown, you're at home, you can record. But if you're not on the right mind of frame, then it's very hard to record. And I have a new rule now where I literally do not push myself. Does that sound a bit strange? Like I don't push myself to the best of my ability, but what I mean is like if something is hindering my mental health, I don't do it. I stop until I make myself better and then I continue. And I've been taking vitamins and drinking lots of water and exercising. So hopefully, inshallah, this is a new me.
No, I'm happy for you, you know, because like not a lot of people, you know what, if you're able to recognize what is going on and you're able to see like, you know what can I do better in the future? What can I learn from this? Because a lot of people do give up when it comes to, especially like because of the lockdown, you know what, it's not been easy on anyone. Like, you know, you're not able to go out for a meal, go to a restaurant. You know, I mean, like, you know, I like to treat my wife, you know, like go for a pizza, you know, not pizza, but like Italian place, you know, I do like Italian food. So, you know, a bit of gelato. So, you know what, it's been challenging. It's been challenging for everyone. But finally, I can see a light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, we've got our anniversary coming up for us, you know, so that's something that I'm excited about.
Yes, absolutely. And I really hope that by the time it's anniversary, May, was it the 21st or the 22nd again? Just kidding. So by the time it's May, I really hope that things have opened up and, you know, we can travel. And if we can't travel, then at least, you know, if everything is open, it's better than nothing, really.
Exactly. So I've got a few things cooking. So, yeah.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see. We'll just have to wait and see, won't we? So, guys, thank you so much for joining us once again.
So, yeah, I mean, for this episode, all we're doing is basically we're just getting back into the groove. We're taking it easy, you know, light and breeze.
Yes, just talk get about your cup of teas because we are going to talk about some gossip.
Yeah, I mean, go for it. Exactly. That's, you know what? Yeah, there's a lot of things that's going on in the world right now. Like it's not all doom and gloom. So we just thought, you know what? Let's just talk about this thing that we've come across online.
Yes.
This guy called Derek Jackson.
Yes, Derek Jackson. I'm sure all of you have heard about him. And if you have not heard about him, Derek Jackson is an author, speaker, a relationship guru. He wrote many books, including Healing Without Hurting and A Cheating Man's Heart, Part 1 and Part 2. And the irony is hilarious. And here is a clip of him speaking.
False. But the truth is, and I'm saying it here now, is that Derek Jackson was involved with other women outside the marriage.
Do you want to tell them what he did?
I mean, it's quite simple here. The guy is a relationship guru. He gives people advice about relationships. He wrote a book about cheating. About he's basically
been going. He wrote 12 books. Just a disclaimer. He wrote 12 books.
Yeah, exactly. So Now he's basically, this woman has come forward. She said something that's been going on about him, with him. And basically the guy's been cheating on his wife, while at the same time, all these years, he's been basically, you know, going hard on men who have been caught cheating. Just what I really dislike about this guy is the hypocrisy. And that, you know what, it's when karma finally catches up to someone, you're happy to see that. Because at the end of the day, I'm not saying that I was unhappy to see him, you know, calling out all these people, you know, that have cheated on their partners and things like that. But obviously, like, what you cannot understand is when someone says, I do not have a single sympathy for someone who's doing something wrong, and then while at the same time they're doing something wrong in their lives. Do you see what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's the hypocrisy that I don't get.
I think he's a sociopath. I think he's a, what's the word? What's the word that's been used to describe him lately?
I think that's it. Sociopath.
Yeah, and like a narcissistic
behavior.
Because yeah. If you guys go and watch the video, if you write Derek Jackson and you find it on YouTube, this man came on YouTube with his wife next to him. He's holding her hand and he is saying, I have done this and this and this. And he is listing the amount of illicit behaviors he's had with other women while his wife is next to him and is holding her hand. And you can just see emptiness and pain in her eyes. Like, it's, when I watched it, I honestly felt so sorry for her. And a lot of people probably think, like, why would you feel sorry for her? She can leave the situation. But he just, you know, there was a moment where she tried to speak and he literally gave her one look and she just went quiet. What do you think of that?
Wow, yeah. You know, I didn't even notice that, but it's crazy because at the end of the day, you're thinking, like, this is someone who's talking about their sexual experiences with someone else or with other partners.
And he was so explicit. He was like, no, it's not that I did this, this, and this.
So that's the weirdest part about this whole thing. Like, she's right there. He's holding her hand. And you know what? Yeah, if you're apologizing for something, first of all, let's get this right here. If he wants to come back right now and apologize for what he did wrong, and then is asking for forgiveness, obviously from his wife, but also from the millions and thousands of people that he wrote books for and give advice to. If you're willing to do that, don't drag your wife into it.
Absolutely.
Your apology video should not be with your wife. It should only be you, not blaming anyone else, not you talking about yourself in the third person. You, Derek Jackson, need to take responsibility for it. And narcissistic people don't do that.
Absolutely. Well, I can hear the passion and the rage in your voice.
And I think there was a huge uproar on social media because there was many people that felt the most hurt and betrayed by him. And many of those people are black women, as well as many single or unhappily partnered women who genuinely believe Derek to be their champion, their advocate, and even maybe a savior from men's troubles and men's woes. And they never saw this day coming. And a lot of people have actually said, when I looked at the comments, that they never saw Derek as just their everyday influencer, but rather someone that they genuinely respected, a person they thought they could trust and hold accountable.
Accountability.
And absolutely.
I love that. I love when men hold each other accountable. You know, when it comes to cheating, when it comes to violence against women, when it comes to anything in life, if you see a man who's not doing what they're supposed to and you're holding them accountable, I like that. But you have to be doing what you're telling other people to be doing.
Absolutely. So not only did he betray his wife, but he betrayed the 1 million subscribers that he's got, all the people that have bought the 12 books that he wrote, because my guy has energy to be writing that many books and to be doing world tours. And he's got so much money. He's obviously made money from telling people, selling a part of himself, you know, that's not his true self.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
very strange, honestly. And then there was a part of him talking about himself as a third person. For example, he would say, you know, Derek has learned this. Derek has done this. I'm just like, why are you talking about yourself as a third person?
It's so weird because he actually did that video in his car where he's basically doing a reaction video of himself apologizing.
Yeah, but I feel like it raised, you know, a huge amount of questions on social media and everywhere because to do with cheating, accountability, scandalous behavior, you know. What do you think of all this anyways?
You know what, yeah, it's crazy because at the end of the day, this guy has cheated not only on his wife, but he has deceived so many people that he's been given advice to. Do you remember that movie, Why Did I Get Married?
Yeah.
You see, do you remember, basically, there's different couples who are, like, different relationships. The one that's the writer who basically are portraying this perfect relationship.
Yes.
But there's issues.
Janet Jackson.
Yes, yeah. And then you also have the one who's always screaming, Marcus.
Marcus, if you guys do not know what we're talking about, it's called Why Did I Get Married? There's a part one, part two, and is it a part three?
No,
I'm not sure.
It's only two.
Check it out.
Yeah, so my point is, you look at the relationship at the start of the movie, especially like the Marcus one, you're thinking like, oh, that's a bad relationship. It's toxic. And then you look at the other two, how they're portrayed.
Yes.
But then you find out actually who's happier out of the two couples. So it's not always, it's not always like nice and rosy out there, as you can see. Absolutely. Social media can be deceiving. And that's the lesson that we can take from this.
Yes. And you know what? Just to continue from your point of social media being deceiving, I really feel like all of these women that are absolutely devastated within themselves that this man can do such a thing, I feel like people need to question themselves. Why don't people trust their own gut instincts, do their own research? We rely so much on social media to tell us right from wrong, and we put all our responsibilities and our fears and our expectations on someone else, and someone else will always let you down.
Exactly. Like, you cannot be doing that. Like, at the end of the day, you need to, within yourself, find what the answers that you're looking for. If you're looking for advice and all of that, I get that, yeah? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, this is your life. And it comes down to you doing the work, working on yourself. You know what, yeah? Even, like, when the whole with the Black Lives Matter movement going on,
right,
when George Floyd got assassinated, a lot of people were having a go at the celebrity, some celebrities who didn't speak out, like saying like, oh, why are you not doing something about this? Or why are you not saying something? I'm just thinking like, why do we always look at celebrities for answers?
You know, what
it's not their, it's not their job.
Absolutely. And I want to add a point to that, actually, because a lot of people are now saying that this new generation, which they call the Gen Z generation, right?
They're called Gen Z.
Yes. Yeah. This generation, it's so funny that I'm saying this generation, because I'm the last generation. Like, I don't know, it's a bit funny me saying that. I don't know why I'm acting so old, but what I mean is, like, there is such huge entitlement. There is such a huge entitlement. But at the same time, a part of me is thinking, if somebody can economically benefit from what everyone else is doing for them, then they then have the responsibility to come across a certain way. It kind of goes hand in hand. If I now, you know, get financial gains from everybody supporting me, you all then automatically have accountability. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why everyone is so angry at this man, because they're thinking, we've bought this book from you. We've literally taken advice that you've told us. Maybe some relationships did not work and some relationships did work. But they're thinking, this whole time, we don't even know who you are. You basically sold the dream. But that's the thing, though. Anybody can sell a dream. Anybody can sell a dream.
Yeah, exactly.
They gave their all, you know. I'm just like, who should be more devastated? His wife should be way more devastated. She's the one that's been absolutely cheated on, humiliated, you know, embarrassed in front of the whole world, and everyone is now bullying her. And honestly, I just see someone she herself is not secure. He has broken her up piece by piece, because someone who's secure within themselves will never, never allow anybody to treat him the way he has treated her. And not about the cheating, because she cannot control that, but she could have controlled her actions afterwards. But I feel like there's a lot more to the story.
What do you think is, how do you think this someone like this, this woman, I mean, we all feel sorry for her at the end of the day, I absolutely do, but how do you think it gets to a point where she's, I don't know if she's in denial, because I don't want to assume that, or maybe she's just absolutely has decided to forgive him. Maybe she decided to do that, yeah? But how does someone get to the point where, like, she's defending him and she's there while he's talking about what he did? Because at the end of the day, if she did that, he wouldn't be there holding her hand. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. How does a person get to that? And also, not only that, this is someone she's been with while he was talking and giving all this advice to women.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't his words get through to her?
Absolutely. And I feel like maybe if he wasn't a narcissistic person and he wasn't so good with his words, you know, he probably told her, listen, you know, I know what I'm talking about. She probably believed everything he told her all these years. You know, she probably takes in everything, like, absolutely, she takes it in. And now he's told her, this is a new chapter in our lives. This has happened. The way he speaks is Derek has done this, and now Derek is ready to move on to the new chapter. He's not saying, he never even once said, I am ready to move. He says Derek. He talks about himself in the third person because he wants us to feel sorry for him, and he does not absolutely want to take accountability for himself. Otherwise, he would say me. Yeah, like, he himself is talking about himself. So I feel like this is not something that's happened overnight. This is probably something that's been going on for a very long time, that he's been slowly dismantling her, you know, her thoughts and her brain. And she's probably been behind closed doors while, you know, she's probably behind the scenes while he gets all the attention. And maybe there could also be financial connections. You know, someone doesn't automatically always get, you know, abused or manipulated in one way. It usually happens in multiple ways. There's probably financial abuse. There could be physical. There could be getting cheated on. There could be emotional, psychological. There's a lot of things at hand here. So until we know absolutely what her absolute experience is and what she went through, it's very hard to judge, you know? And I feel like the whole world is judging right now, judging her, but they should be focusing more on him. You know, the woman, even when she gets cheated on, she gets blamed herself, which is quite sad, really.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't matter if you did the cheating. It doesn't matter if you're getting cheated on. Women always end up getting the blame. And not only that, we've seen it also with Meghan and Harry. Like, Meghan has got the most abuse, the most is like, even though the guy did the same thing, which is leaving the royal family. And like, he's not an idiot. I know I'm digressing here.
No, but, you're right.
But he's not an idiot that she's taken from the royal family. This is an adult who made a conscious decision. So why are you going hard on Meghan? Why? Because she's a black woman?
I feel like this is, there could be something to do with race, but I feel like this is more to do with a patriarchal society that's been set up for a very long time, where the woman always gets blamed from every section of life. And even in our cultures, we have this as well. It's been ongoing thousands and thousands of years of where, for example, a girl marries into a new family. And if any decision goes the wrong way, automatically the son, so say, for example, like the mother-in-law, she wouldn't hold her son responsible, but the new girl she's going to get the brunt of it all. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. So is this a narrative where the woman must be the mastermind behind everything, because somehow the woman is the evil mastermind, that she's the only one that can come up with such a plan? That's, you know, even social media, even the newspapers, when you see the way the Sun and everything wrote about her, it just tells you again, who are half of these writers? They're all men. You know, who owns half these people? It's men. It's the same type of patriarchal thing coming over and over again.
Exactly. You know, well, all I can say is these things, they start from young generation. I mean, from young age. So we've seen it with, you know, the older generation, especially, like, let me give you an example here. Yeah? Like, a little girl and a little boy, even if they're the same age, there will be more expectations on that little girl to be doing better than the boy, because apparently she's supposed to know better.
Absolutely, yes. Like, for example, they will say, you know, well, why would you do that? You know, and for him, for the boy, he's always given more leniency.
It will just be like, boys will always be boys.
Boys will always be boys. And the girl, you're meant to know better. What, you know, so the parents will either shout at her or screw their eyes at her or something like that. And then what will happen? This behavior will go on. The girl will always expect to think that she is always lesser than the boy. And the boy will always grow up to think that he is more, that he can go around. And then it'll just be a cycle, like an endless cycle. And on my Snapchat, I talked a bit about, you know, domestic violence and violence towards women. I will be dedicating an entire episode, and I will be interviewing somebody who went through a very traumatic situation. So keep up for that, guys. But I talked a little bit on my Snapchat, and I said, actually, I read this very interesting article, and it said that half of everything starts from the playground. Would you believe if I told you in primary school, and I know this is scary because we do have a little one who's about to start school very soon, but in primary school, there has been cases of little kids, year three, year two, sexually assaulting or physically abusing or verbally abusing girls. It's shocking because these kids are not born like this. They are only repeating the behaviors that they've seen themselves. So it starts in a playground. It starts at home. It starts when they're young. You know, we tell these boys that they can get away with anything, that, you know, they will just repeat what they see, you know. And it's like at some age, it's too late to tell them otherwise.
Yes.
As much as they try and they feel guilty maybe even and think, I want to be a better person, it's like it might be too late. So just make it the norm from when they're young.
I mean, I can speak from my side as a man, and all I can say is, as men, we can do better. We need to. This is the next generation now. This is the generation that has to move on from the way things used to be done back in the days. Basically, I want to come back to this point that you mentioned earlier, and it was really interesting that you said it. It's about the black women who felt like they've been cheated on. Now they've got trust issues because they feel like the man that was speaking on behalf of men, that was holding up men accountable, has been doing this. So how can, this is turning into a relationship advice now, but how can people get more trust in relationships? How do you put more trust in relationships, basically?
You mean trust as in trust each other?
Yeah, in a relationship, yeah. How does that happen? Because right now there's a lot of people who are feeling like they've been cheated on, not just his wife.
So,
how can you build trust in a relationship, basically?
Like in general, two people, how can they build that trust in a relationship?
In general, yeah.
Well, honesty, and you know, obviously, not if you see red flags, red behaviors. I feel like if you ignore those, yeah, that can be problematic. If you are working so hard in a relationship, it shouldn't be that hard.
As a man, if I give you my phone and I'm like, yes, babe, you can order Uber. And I have absolutely no fear about what's going on with my phone, that there's no messages, yeah, that there is no, you know, dealing with other people. I've got that confidence where I can give you my phone. You've got the passport to my phone. You can do whatever you want with my phone. You can even keep my phone for 5 days and I will not care.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic feeling. And it's something that it cannot be compared to. It's the absolute trust, isn't it?
To be honest with you, I can't even imagine it any other way, you know. But I feel like there's a lot more depth into it. For example, people usually cheat if they feel insecure about themselves in their relationship, and they feel a need to be loved or get attention from somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to condone cheating or anything. Absolutely, it's wrong in every way. But what I mean is, like, there's more depth to everything. Like, usually somebody is secure and happy and they've formed a foundation of trust and loving and respect and a fear of God and all of these things that are important. But even those qualities have to be as important to each other, right?
Exactly. And you cannot be living your life in denial here. It's absolutely important to trust someone. But at the most,
but you just have to let go at the same time.
Like, you have to let go. Yes. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. You have to let go. Yes. And not only that, because also we're Muslims here, and majority of our listeners are Muslims. Yeah. Mm. So we're able to trust in Allah, first of all.
Absolutely. So if you're whatever able to meant trust, for you, it's meant for you.
Exactly. So if you're able to trust in Allah and pray that, you know, the partner that you're with is the best partner for you, not just in the way that they treat you, but also in the way they respect you. Because someone who cheats on you, not only are they doing something wrong, in obviously if you're Muslim, in the eyes of Allah, but also it's a disrespect to you, yeah, as a person. All right, guys. So you know what? This has been an absolutely fantastic topic to talk about. There's been some great points brought up here. But I think we've had enough of this guy, right? We can move on now.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to talk about him. I don't want to think about him. I don't even want to see his face anymore on social media.
Yeah. So let's answer a few fun questions here. Let me ask you this question, actually. Who should pay first on a first date?
Oh, that's a very good question, actually. I think it should be whoever asked the person out. So if I asked you out, I should pay. And if you asked me out, I should pay.
I mean, that's your point of view. But at the end of the day, for me, I see it as my responsibility to do it. You know, it doesn't matter if it's... Well, that's just from me, isn't it? Personally.
Yeah, think about it. If I asked you out, then, okay, I see what you mean, you know.
No, it's just personally for me. I wouldn't be comfortable. But at the end of the day, even if I'm...
Okay, you know what? I take it back. If it's the first date, you know, just as a courtesy and as a girl to be showing that she's valued and stuff like that, maybe the guy should pay. But I do not agree with, and I feel very strongly about this, people that are dating that go on multiple dates and the guy pays every single time. And the girl wants to be ordering up the entire restaurant, yeah? And then later on, the bill comes and she looks at him. I just feel like, come on, like, if once things start to get comfortable, you need to be going halves, man. You can't be emptying his pockets, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I get that absolutely, but you know what? Let me say another thing also that's very important. It's important to act your weight. don't try to overspend it just to impress someone. Like, it's really not worth it, mate. I'm telling you,
Can I just put you on the spot there?
Yeah.
You did take me to the shard. Were you acting your weight?
I mean, you know, if the person is worth it, why not? But I'm saying it's really important. I mean, once in a while, yeah, you can do that. But, you know, I'm not claiming to be rich or anything like that. But I'm saying if the person is worth it, you do it. But at the end of the day, it's very important to act your wage. If your wage is to go on a McDonald's, then
go to McDonald's together and be happy. I actually wouldn't mind them dating McDonald's. Maybe that's the first date we should go on after this is over.
No, I'm going to an Italian restaurant. You know, I'm ordering nice pizza, nice gelato, you know, just relax.
Gelato. Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather be the most popular person at work or school, or the smartest person at work or school?
You know what? I wouldn't say that I was the most popular person at school. I was always the geek one. I was the quiet. So I would say the smartest person. I mean, I'm not saying that I was
no,
smart.
But this is would you rather be, not what have you been.
I know. I'm getting to it. But you know what? I'm going to say, you know what? I want to be the most popular because I haven't experienced that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've experienced both. I'm just joking. I'd rather be the most smartest person, because the most popular person doesn't get you anything, doesn't make your life in any way, shape or form, you know, beneficial in any way. So I would choose to be the most smartest person.
But then again, popular for what, though, if you think about it?
Just in, like, you know, in school, how you always have that one really popular person that knows everyone, that everyone just loves and everyone's friends with.
But then it would depend, though. Like, if I'm... Yeah, but then again, yeah, you're right. What's the point of being popular if you're not really smart and you don't know how to use that popularity?
Exactly.
You could be wasting your popularity.
Absolutely.
And we've seen people do that.
Yep.
Let's go on to the next one.
I have another one for you, actually.
Yeah.
And you're going to love this one.
All right.
Would you rather meet your football idol, someone that you absolutely love, okay, or miss out on 5K cash in hand? Sorry, so would you rather basically meet your football idol, but if you meet them, you don't get 5K. If you don't meet them, you get 5K straight in your hands. And by 5K, I mean £5,000.
Yeah, five bags, yeah.
Mm.
I'm a football idol.
Mm.
That would be Alex Ferguson. So, you know what, yeah? If Alex Ferguson is willing to have an interview with me for my podcast.
No. We never said interview. We just said meet.
Just to meet, yeah?
Yes. And to take a picture with, maybe.
You know what? Allow the 5,000. I'm being Alex Ferguson.
Say what? Wow. Are you serious? Like, so you would rather not get 5,000 right now on your hands, and you would rather meet that old man?
I would rather meet Sir Alex Ferguson because I've got so much to talk to him about.
Oh, I'm shocked. And I would say disappointed, but I've heard this. Yeah, I mean, I've heard your obsession with Alex Ferguson from, I'm sure you talked about him on our first date, didn't you?
I probably did. But I'm saying if it is more than £5,000, then maybe I'll think about it.
So £5,000 is not a lot?
No, it's not a lot to turn down Sir Alex Ferguson.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess that's your opinion.
What would you do? All right, let me ask a scenario for you, yeah?
But you don't even know who my idol is. I don't have any singers or famous idol people.
Are you sure? Because yeah. I can think of a few, you know.
Okay.
Well, Beyonce or £5,000?
£5,000 straight? Beyonce.
All right. How about this? How about Nikki, that Australian girl? The one from South Sudan?
No. £5,000 too.
So there's nobody else you would even think about twice? Like, not even like...
Maybe Boris Johnson. I'd love to get a picture with Boris.
Probably put a smack in the egg on him.
No. We love our Prime Minister. So, guys, anyways, I think we've come to the end now. We just wanted to keep it light, breezy, funny. But, guys, we promise you. Do we promise them?
Yeah.
Every single week from now on, inshallah, if we're both alive and well, an episode will come out. Yeah, no more breaks.
No more breaks. Like, we're here consistent. Consistency is key. And you know what? I'm excited. I'm happy that we're back.
You know
again.
What? Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I feel like since you started this new podcast and you've been on this social media wave, I've seen a difference in you, you know. You feel you seem more hyped, more happy. And you know what? When someone finds a purpose, there's nothing more beautiful than it. And I just want to say I'm actually really happy for you and I'm really proud of you. So
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So you know what? It's been an absolute pleasure to record with you again.
And always. Listener,
thank you so much for downloading.
And thank please, you
guys. And please make sure that you share the pod with your friends and your family. This is a family podcast at the end of the day. Anybody can listen to it. So thank you so much. And once again, remember our new name is
Naj and Abdi Podcast.
See you. I'm not the one who's always right.